This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. The Washington Post newspaper had an article with the headlines, "For Happier Golden Years, Look on the Bright Side." What this was all about was a university had studied the lives of 824 men and women from their adolescence to their older years. What they were trying to do was learn what is successful aging, how can it be achieved? And it was quite interesting to see the results. It said, if you want to live to a healthy old age, it's going to take more than diet and exercise. What also counts is your attitude towards life and to those around you. It seems that if you can forgive, be grateful, reach out to others, if you can keep your sense of humour, all these things mean your elder years should shine. It said that there are two types of older people. It talked about the happy, well, and the sad, sick. And as I thought about those words, I found it to be quite fascinating. We're all getting old, aren't we? And highlighted for me the importance of having what I call a positive attitude towards life rather than a negative attitude. You've probably heard of the power of positive thinking. Now, this statement, the power of positive thinking, has been around for years. Norman Vincent Peale, an American clergyman, he actually made it popular. It was a phrase that he turned into his best-selling book. Positive thinking, it's certainly more beneficial than negative thinking. It's been said by people that studied this, we only use about 10% of our mind. It's a shame, isn't it, that we don't use the remaining 90%. Our thoughts shape our lives, and what we believe actually determines how we behave. In the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, is this great verse, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, what we focus on in life depends on how we live. And here's a question I think we could ask ourselves today. Am I governed in my life by negative or positive thoughts? Today, we are where we are and who we are because of the thoughts that dominate our minds. It's pretty much a common sense. I think that's why it's important to consider these words from the Bible on reading, Philippians 4, verse 8. And you might have heard these words. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's Philippians 4, verse 8. Now, this is not just some hyped-up positive thinking. It has the divine element here of Christian teaching. It's not simply enough to reject negative thinking and focus on positive. We must retrain our minds to focus on the things that God focuses on. So listen to those words again, things that are true and noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, things that are excellent and praiseworthy. And I think that through that verse, God is asking us to embrace a new kind of thinking. And we could call that a Christian way of thinking. As Christians, we do need to put our trust in Jesus Christ and to believe that God is in control of our lives. Do you believe that? God loves you and he wants the best for you. Because what's happening, whether you know it or not, is that God is working out his plan in your life, even if you're not aware of that. And we can leave that plan to him. He knows what he's doing. It can really be hard living with people who are negative. Another survey I read about asked people to write down the best thing that happened to them in the last 5 years. You'd think that people would think about it, but do you know that 12% of these people said nothing? They felt nothing good had happened in the last 5 years. Trouble is that negative thinking blows everything out of proportion. They think that everything is a major problem, whether it is or whether it's not. But we have to stop and think about the issues. We can rise above the negativity that prevails our culture. In other words, don't let others drag you down. So a positive Christian mental attitude encourages us, and not only us, but other people, to trust in God. And I think that's why it's really important to focus on what is good and hopeful. And we need to become optimistic, not get other people down. So we can become a blessing to other people if we find life worthwhile. After all, God has done so much for us. Well, Heavenly Father, we do feel frail and vulnerable sometimes. Lord, we do have negative thoughts. But Lord, we know that your hand of strength is upon us, even when we take a wrong step. Thank you, Lord, that you can make us positive through you. And this is a prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.